啊，在中国有一对呀、啊，这个祝寿的对联是吧？福入东海长流水，福啊，像那东海那个长流水，那个水呀、啊，接接连连的不断的，就是水长流，长流水，啊，这福啊，就像那长流水那么永远都不会断的。寿比南山不老松，这就是啊，今天这个谢冰莹和这个徐一军啊，你们在这儿啊。啊，又是3月16，你们不知道搞什么鬼来着，在这，所以啊，他们两个人呢，就写了这么一个生日卡寄给我，上边呢啊，白纸上写一些个黑道啊，不知道讲了一些个什么呀，其中有两句就说福入东海长流水，寿比南山不老松。寿啊，这个寿就是 life， 比在南山的那个松树啊，能样不老。
In China, there is a matching couplet for wishing someone a happy birthday, which goes, "May you have blessings like the eastern sea's ever-flowing waters. The water of the eastern sea flow and flow non-stop, symbolizing blessings which last forever."May your lifespan be like the southern mountains, never-aging pines. Today, the 16th day of the third lunar month. I don't know what you told them, so they got Xie Bingying, Xu Yijun, to give me a birthday card. It had a lot of black characters written on white paper, saying I don't know what. In it were the lines,May you have blessings like the eastern sea's ever-flowing waters. May your lifespan be like the southern mountains' never-aging pines. Thus expresses the hope that one's life will be like the pines of southern mountain, so that one will never get old.
我们学佛法的人要把这个骄慢闯吹灭了它。不要有共高的心，不要有我慢的心，不要有骄傲的心，爱人如己，爱其他的人呢，就像爱自己一样，不要啊，对人家就薄，对自己就厚，啊，不要损人利己。要不然行这个平等法，修行平等法门，具足这个无缘大慈，同体大悲。
We practitioners of Buddhism should demolish the arrogant banner, avoid conceited mind,Avoid egotistical mind. Avoid pride. Love people as ourselves. Love others just like love ourselves. Don't treat others poorly, but treat ourselves nicely. Don't hurt others to benefit ourselves. We have to practice the ego method. Cultivate the law of equality. We should keep great compassionwithout any condition, great kindness without consideration.
看着有一个众生没有饭吃，就像自己没有饭吃一样，有哪一个众生没有衣服穿，就像啊，看自己没有衣服穿一样，也有哪一个众生有种种的痛苦，也就和自己的痛苦是一样的，这叫无缘大慈，同体大悲。
Seeing a person who can't afford a meal, we feel like we don't have food to eat. Seeing a person who can't afford clothes, we feel like we don't have clothes to wear. Whoever undergoes various kinds of sufferings, we feel like we do too. This is called great compassion without any condition. Great kindness without condition.
不要存一个骄傲的心，看不起众生啊！你是个穷人，你是个没有善根的人，你是个坏人，你是个恶人啊！我不接近你，不要有这种的思想，不要有这种的分别心，对一切众生都是啊。平等相待。
Don't look down people with arrogance. You are poor. You don't have good wood. You are bad. You are evil. Don't want to be near you. Don't think in this way. Don't be discriminated. We should treat all living beings equally.
常常有人呢，他问我怎么叫平等？我对他讲，见着最高的人，你不比他低，这是平等；见着最低的人、最贫贱的人，你不比他高，这就是平等。又有人常常问，说你多大年纪了？我呀，对他这么讲，见着100岁的人，我回答就是101岁；见着1个月的小孩子，我的年纪就是29天。大的我比他大一点，小的比他小一点，这也是平等，那么本来呢也不大也不小，有一定的年纪，但是你不妨呢行这个平等的词来呀这样的观想。
People usually ask me,What is equality? I answer, seeing people on highest rank, you are not lower than them. Seeing people in the lowest, poorest level, you are not higher than them. This is equality. Also, people often ask me, how old are you? I answer, seeing 100 years old people, I am 101 years old.Seeing a 1-month-old baby, I'm 29 days old. The older, I'm a little bit older. The younger, I'm a little bit younger. I'm not old, nor young. I have my own age. You can practice this equal kindness and think it such way.
人家问我，你是怎么样的？我说我和你是一样的。我问，我比你高啊，你滚蛋不会这样子的。为什么呢？我常说我的宗旨是法界的，凡是法界所有的都是我所有，凡是法界有好有坏有成有败都是在我这儿我就是法界，法界也就是我但是我的所行所作是法界不是我自己，没有我自己，我就是法界，法界就是我。所以这个也没有一个好，也没有一个坏，好坏都在这法界里边包着呢。
People ask me, what type are you? I say, I'm same as you.I won't say I'm higher than you. You get out there, out of here. I don't say so. Why is that? I always say that my principle belongs to the Dharma Ring. Whatever in the Dharma Ring, I have it. All the good, the bad, the developed, the destroyed in Dharma Ring, I have them all. I am the Dharma Ring. The Dharma Ring is me. Whatever I am doing is belonging to Dharma Ring. Nothing belongs to me. Nothing is me. I am the Dharma Ring. The Dharma Ring is me. Thus, there is no one good, no one bad. All the good and bad are covered in the Dharma Ring.
所以今天我们来一位贵宾，这位贵宾呢是越南的。这个贵宾来倒是第一句话，我们两个人一见面，第一句话他问我什么呢？问我是不是在这儿住？我一问他住的问题，把我就问得很多的。这个麻烦，很多的烦恼就来了。为什么呢？因为我住到了这个牛角尖里面，牛的犄角那个尖里边啊，谁也不愿意往那个地方住，所以我就住到那个地方。当时我不能告诉他啊，为什么呢？我告诉他，把他喝的一定是就这个不知道怎么好了，所以不告诉他啊，这是住的问题。他说哦，你是不是因无所住而生其心呢？我说不因无所住而生其心。
We have a very honorable guest here who is Vietnamese. As soon as he arrived and met with me, he asked me if I live here. Well, as soon as you talk about living, then a lot of problems and worries rise up, because I live in the tip of the Oxhorn, and that's where I live. And no one wanted to really live there, so I choose to live there. At the time, I could not tell him that's where I lived. Why? Because if I tell him, he would be scared and so horrified he didn't know what to do, so I didn't tell him. So this is the problem of dwelling. Then he said, well, are you producing the mind that is nowhere supported? I said, no, it should not be the case that I'm producing the mind that's nowhere supported.
第二句他又问我姓什么，我一想我不可以说我这个姓，我这个姓是个坏姓，不是个好姓。什么叫坏姓呢？就是不会好，没有法子好。这个性啊，我这个 nature 是个坏的 nature， no good nature。 但是还怎么样呢？我的名字叫什么名字呢？你们都不认识我啊，这么久啊，你们都不认识，叫不了啊，坏不了，想坏呢还坏不了啊，这是我的名字。那么现在我告诉你们了，你们大家都会认识我。
His second question was about my last name. So he asked me what my last name is. And last name translated in Chinese is Xing. It pronounced as Xing. And Xing pronounced the same as the nature. The nature in Chinese is also pronounced as Xing.So I say my last name, which is my nature, is bad. So my nature is bad. It's not a good last name. It's not a good nature. So what is called the bad last name or the bad nature? That means that it's no good. There's no way to make it good, that my nature is bad. It's a bad nature, huh? So no good nature. And so what is my name? Well, none of you know about me.It's been so long, but none of you know me. My name is called Won't Be or Can't Be. That means it cannot be bad or it won't be bad. That even if I want it to be bad, it will not be bad and it won't be bad. It couldn't be bad. So this is my name. Now that I tell you, you should know me now.
我告诉你们一件事情，今天呢这我也不怕泄露天机，泄露天机呀这也就泄露了。我到美国去弘扬佛法，那么为什么有这么多美国人来出家？我实实在在的告诉你，美国这些个出家人不是现在出家，这是在过去呀，在汉朝的时候就出家了，在隋啊晋这个每一代呀都有出家的。那么在这个唐朝的时候也最多，好像唐玄奘翻译经典那时候，这一班人呢也都在那儿参加这个一场的工作的。有唐朝、宋朝、元朝、唐宋元明清，每一个朝代里头都有这些个出家的人，都是以前在中国做过出家人并且多数是做过我的徒弟。我老老实实告诉你你们信不信随你们了。
Let me tell you one thing, and today I'm not afraid that I'm actually leaking out a secret. If I have leaked out the secret, then I have leaked out the secret. I have come to America to propagate the Buddha Dharma. Why are there so many Americans who come to leave home? Let me tell you honestly, these Americans did not leave home just at this very present life. They have left the home life once in the Han Dynasty or in the Sui and the Jin Dynasty. In every dynasty, they were left home people. And the most appear in the Tang Dynasty. Just like when Tang Shenzhong was translating the sutras, there was a group of people who were involved in the translation work, were also the left home people now. So from the dynasties of Tang, Song, Yuan, Ming, Qing, all these people have actually left home in every dynasty, and they have been a left home person in China before. And most of them have been my disciples before. And these are the truth. I tell you honestly, whether you believe it or not, it's really up to you.
那么当时就觉得这个经典呢应该把它翻译成英文，那么翻译成英文呢必须要懂得外国的文字，那么当时也就大家来研究，共同研究这个问题怎么办呢。那么有的这个弟子就是当时我曾经发一个这么不自量的一个愿我说将来我要到外国去弘法弘扬佛法，那么就有一些个徒弟也都发愿了，这个说我先到那个圣道那国家去所以对外国的语言一定会很这个流利了那么等师父到那就弘扬佛法，我们大家这个都可以来这个拥护这个道场。因为这样子所以把我这个不认字的人呢也就相信呢这些个徒弟的话，所以呢就也不自量力，自己不会英文，现在跑到美国去讲经说法讲经说法，那么果然这些个人呢以前发愿要到这个外国去来帮着弘扬佛法，那么现在呀就远远而来。
At that time, I feel that when I translate the sutras, we should translate into English, that I need to understand the foreign language and the writings. So we all gathered together and discussed this issue. What do we do? At the time that I had made a vow that was not according to my own ability, I said, in the future, I want to propagate the Buddha Dharma in foreign countries. Then some disciples had made vows and said, well, maybe I should born in that country first, then I can speak very fluently that foreign language. So when Master, you go there to propagate the Buddha Dharma, we can come and support this way place. And because of this, I'm illiterate, and believe what my disciple has said, so I did not accord to my own ability, and I don't really understand English. So now I come to the United States to speak the Buddha Dharma. So, and it's true, these people who had made vows to come to a foreign country to help propagating the Buddha Dharma have now come in flows, in flux.
如果人呢自己没有得到许命通，就不知道啊这个前因后果的事情。那么现在呀，我是告诉你们大概的情形，所以有这么多的外国人来出家，就是这个因缘。
If you don't believe it, you just look at the appearance of these left home people. In some ways, they look like Chinese. They have the energy and the blood of Chinese within them. But those people who do not have the spiritual penetration of knowing other people's past lives don't really understand the cause and the effect of this entire thing. So I am telling you this is what is going on. That's the reason why so many foreigners to come to leave home. This is the cause and the conditions of that.
有这么多的这个外国人来出家，就是这个因缘。
So in every dynasty of Tang, Song, Yuan, Ming, Qing, many Chinese Buddhists have migrated to America to become Americans. So you see all these people, all these American disciples, some of them their nose look like Chinese, their mouths look like Chinese, some of their eyes look like Chinese, even their ears, their eyebrows, and their hair, even their hands and their skin look like Chinese. So these people have actually migrated here from a long time ago. And these people who migrate to the United States from the Tang, Song, Yuan, Ming, Qing dynasty, at the minimum have 3 million people. These 3 million people have come here to be the forerunners, to be the people who open up the fields for Buddhism. Now we're going to harvest. So we open up the fields, we plant the seeds, now we're going to harvest our fruit. When we harvest, that is going to be after 100 years.
唐宋元明清这么多的朝代移民来大呀，最低限度有300万。这300万的佛教徒啊，到这来都是啊，预备给这个佛教来做开荒的，啊，现在呀要结果了，啊，要开荒啊，下种，啊，结果，收成的时候啊，那在100年以后，所以啊，你们各位呀。 要认清楚自己是个什么人，啊，说是呀，我是个美国人，啊，你是现在是美国人，你以前呢是不是美国人，这是不知道的。
and these people who migrate to the United States from the Tang, Song, Yuan, Ming, Qing dynasty at the minimum have 3 million people. These 3 million people have come here to be the forerunners, to be the people who open up the fields for Buddhism. Now we're going to harvest. So we open up the fields, we plant the seeds, now we're going to harvest our fruit. When we harvest, that is going to be after 100 years. So you have to see very clearly who you are. You say, I am an American. Well, you are an American now, well, you weren't before. You just don't know.
你应该自己回光返照，看看自己，尽量的要改善自己，不要就和人家辩论，那口里和人辩论呢，那没有用的。你心里真要拿出志气来，要改善自己的这种性格，这才可以。
So you have to apply your effort, you have to cultivate honestly. Even those people who do not follow the rules should change themselves. Don't be so stubborn. Cultivators cannot be so stubborn. When you're stubborn, that you have no knowledge, that you're ignorant. You should return the light and reflect within to see yourself, to try your best to change yourself. Don't debate with other people. It's useless to debate with your mouth. You should bring out your true determination to change your character, then that'll be okay.
天下兴亡，匹夫有灾。也就是说呀，对一个国家好和不好，每一个人都有宅念，都有啊。 关系，那么，这个佛教的兴亡，每一个佛教徒啊，都应该负一部分的责任。你人人要是持戒。 守规矩，这佛教就会兴亡。人人要是不持戒律，不守规矩，那么这个佛法就是末法。人人守规矩，人人持戒律，这就是正法。
Whether the nation flourish or not, everyone has responsibility in it. This is to say that if the country does well or not, it has to do with everybody, that everyone is responsible for it. So the same principle applies to Buddha Dharma, to Buddhism. Every Buddhist should have a share of responsibility in the flourishing of Buddhism. If everyone upholds the precepts and follow the rules, then Buddhism will flourish. If people do not follow the precepts or do not follow the rules, then this Buddha Dharma is the Buddha the Dharma ending age. If everyone follows the rules and uphold the precepts, then this is the proper Dharma.
现在在亚洲的佛教，可以说在不久的将来，就都要毁灭了。那么毁灭，也就是佛教几乎没有了。可是，在这一个国家毁灭了。 另外一个国家又会兴起来。亚洲的佛教将要灭亡，那么在美洲的佛教和欧洲、澳洲，非洲这个佛教啊就会兴起来，因为以前没有佛教的地方，现在佛教就要流到那个没有佛教的地方去了。已经有佛教的地方，佛教灭亡了；没有佛教的地方，佛教又兴盛起来。